We're back here on In Focus. Brandon Peoples joined here today by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson here as we preview tonight's city commission meeting. And we've talked about the two main points that'll be discussed here. Not a lot on the agenda here, but let's talk about a little bit what's on the consent agenda here tonight.
Sure, Brandon. Actually, it's kind of West Star night at the commission meeting tonight. They've got a couple other items. One of them is just an update to, I mentioned that obviously our street lights are our big component, and actually we lease most of the street light infrastructure from Westar. So they own and maintain the lights for the most part. There's a few exceptions to that, the specialized lights fixtures that are in downtown and on 4th Street and in Aggieville and a few other locations. Those are poles and lights that we own and maintain. But for the most part, we lease the street lighting system from Westar. And so they maintain it. And this is just an update to the policy. The old policy makes a reference to high-pressure sodium light fixtures as the preferred type of lighting in the community. And that's something that's being phased out Westar is in the process of converting all the lights to LED. And so obviously there's some cost savings associated with long-term with LED lighting. And so the policy is just kind of being amended to reflect some of that transition and basically indicating that we're removing that preference for high-pressure sodium light fixtures. Then also we have an item where Westar's agreed to install some electric vehicle supply stations. And these, when we built the Flint Hills Discovery Center down on the South End redevelopment, we anticipated that, you know, and obviously we're focusing on sustainable energy. We have ground source heat pumps, as an example, that runs that facility. So energy efficiency was one of those components. And so we put the infrastructure in to support this type of facility. And one of the things that recently with the merger of Westar and KCP&L, we've got a willingness for them to install these self-pay stations. So these will be ones where if you drive an electric vehicle, this will accommodate. There's two stations. They can accommodate up to two vehicles each. And then they simply pay with a credit card while they're there and recharging. So it's a good energy efficiency and an alternative energy source for the commission to consider. And again, the basic infrastructure was put in when we did the redevelopment project there.
Has that been well received? And not a lot of electric cars right now, I guess, maybe on the road, but does that get utilized quite a bit?
I think it will be. Obviously, there's not very many. There's a few that have been put in around town on private property where employers have put it in for their employees. And so it's just kind of, you know, if you invest in that type of vehicle, you know, you want to try and make sure that the infrastructure is there to help support it.
One of the things that I'm sure you're aware of, we're making concerted effort to make sure that this city is able to attract the kinds of entrepreneurial people and people who work in companies that we currently have. And so one of the things you have to think about is what do they want to have? What living style do they want? Restaurants, electric cars, and so on. So this is a small step, but important to make sure that the people that we bring here are satisfied with our quality of life.
Absolutely. That's a major part of it here. Moving on, anything else on the consent agenda?
I just might mention we've got second reading of the Star Bond expansion on the agenda. That's second reading of the ordinance there, expanding our downtown district out to our North Campus Corridor area. And then also we've got we have a expanded investment powers, and there's a few cities in Kansas that have that. We happen to be one of them, and in order to – this gives us more flexibility in where we can invest some of our idle funds as opposed to the state of Kansas highly regulates that generally. And so we're still very low risk in that regard, but we've seen a higher return on those idle funds because of this policy than what we'd have been if we'd have been in the not have that in power. So, but in order to have this, we have to renew it every year. And so this is just a formality, if you will, as to the resolution, but it's good for the commission to be reviewing how we're doing in that regard and what those policies are that guide the investment of those idle funds. We also are asking the commission to approve first reading of an ordinance that gives law enforcement authorities some authority, some additional clarity in unlawful assembly and to breaking up some of that unlawful assembly that they had requested. And we also have a renewal of a fiscal services agreement with the Flint Hills Metropolitan Planning Organization and the City of Manhattan. We took that over from the Regional Council last year, and essentially we serve as their fiduciary or their bank, if you will, for accounting for their revenue and expenses, and then we provide a service fee for those for doing that.
Gotcha.
As you may know, the monies that come to them from federal government come slowly. Mm-hmm. So we're able to step in here at no cost and front the money, and then the money comes back to us after they get paid. So it's just a kind of a cash flow problem for them.
And we're one of the primary benefactors of being a part of the Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Absolutely. Let's take another break here. We'll come back. We've got some more things here to get to. I want to talk to you a little bit about the planning board a little bit. We'll talk about that coming up next after the break here on News Radio KMAN.